And Carolyn, coming back to you, we've been asked if black holes themselves rotate. This was a question from Melvin Perry. He said he's helping his son with his science project, so I hope you can help out.
Well, I'm intrigued to know what the science project is, if it involves the study of rotating black holes, because that's what some of us here at the Institute of Astronomy are working on as well. Okay, so yes, black holes rotate. It would be very strange if they didn't, because they collapse down from a very massive star. It collapses down into gravity at the end of its life. And we know that massive stars rotate. And very early on in the podcast, Andrew mentioned the conservation of angular momentum. That means that the rotation of the object is only going to speed up as the core of the star shrinks. You know, it's just like the figure skater pulling in their arms if they're spinning. So spinning black holes are thought to be the most common. We call them Kerr black holes. And the rate of spin, we expect it to be thousands of times a second. So it's much faster than the neutron star pulsars that we record. And there are interesting complications if you have a spinning rather than a stationary black hole. We talked earlier again about Gravity Probe B, measuring how a spinning mass can drag space and time around it. You can imagine this is accentuated for a black hole around the Earth. In fact, there's this whole region just beyond the event horizon called the Ergo region, where it's impossible to stay at rest because space and time is being pulled around the black hole at intense speed. And there are other consequences in that you have energy stored in the rotation of the black hole. And we think tapping this is part of the reason that some of these black holes produce these really enormous jets of highly charged matter that gets accelerated out to nearly the speed of the light, and they emerge from either side of the black hole. But the question is, this is what we expect to happen. How do we know? How do we test whether black holes are spinning or not? And the answer is with difficulty. This is really cutting-edge astrophysics at the minute. And we think the rate at which a black hole spins is connected to the size of what we call the last stable orbit. So in other words, it's the point where matter can still orbit a black hole without actually moving inside and being consumed by the black hole. And that stuff is going to be very hot. It's naturally producing X-ray radiation. And so we're now getting to the point where it's feasible to look at the X-ray radiation from material in this last stable orbit, measure where it is relative to the black hole, and therefore get a handle on how fast the black hole is spinning. And a lot of the next generation of X-ray telescopes are very interested in actually studying this in detail.